When evaluating any offense, the natural place to start is with the quarterback. So that's where we're going to start, too, with the quarterback. I'm Amy Wells, joined by Jim Wyatt. Jim Wyatt, let's talk about Marcus Mariota and what you expect to see out of him in 2017.
Well, the main thing is you want to see him hit the ground in training camp looking like his old self. We need to see people around his feet. We need to see him opening up and running. It's something we haven't seen this offseason. If he does all that, and I think everyone expects for him to be able to do all that, I expect to see big improvements in his game. You know, he's got another year under his belt. He's got more weapons around him, you know, at the receivers that were added in the draft and in Eric Decker recently in free agency. You know, his running back crew behind him, as solid as it's ever been. All the key components are there for him to take it another level in 2017.
What about quarterback Matt Castle, who's recovering from a thumb surgery? What do you expect to see out of him?
Well, it's unfortunate they had an unlucky break in camp. He still was able to be around, watch practice. He was out there with a splint on his hand throughout OTAs. He's going to be there as kind of a supporter for Marcus Mariota, a good guy to lean on in the classroom. Obviously, he needs to perform well when he's on the field, but expect him to do that.
Heading into the 2017 season, is there any quarterback that you're paying special attention to?
Obviously, Mariota is number one. Behind him, I think Alex Tanning. I mean, he benefited from Matt Castle not being able to be out there because he got all the reps. You know, one thing Alex said is without the reps, he can't work through some of the mistakes. He's not able to see things and do things on the fly like he was able to this offseason. So he was able to be out there with his teammates, get on the same page with a lot of these receivers that sometimes he's not throwing to on a regular basis, feels better about himself. So I'm anxious to see him compete.
Let's talk about some of those quarterback weapons you alluded to earlier in the Titans running back core. DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry are going to be together for the second year. How much does that benefit this group as a whole?
Should help, and DeMarco Murray looks healthy. He did have a procedure on a finger on his right hand at the end of the offseason, but it was something that was scheduled, not anything that's going to linger into the season. What we saw from him at the start of the offseason and up until that point is just more bouncing stuff. You know, he finished last season with a toe injury. He looks good. He's a hard-working guy. You know he's going to be ready. Derrick Henry's noticeably faster, I think. He's catching the ball better out of the backfield. He's a little bit more mature, I think, going into year two. So pretty good 1-2 punch there that should be even better this year.
Who else could you see making an impact in that group?
Well, Kalfani Muhammad, David Fowell, and a couple of guys you got to keep an eye on. Muhammad, fast, shifty, fun guy to watch on the practice field. I have a feeling it'll be fun to watch in the preseason games. Fowell and steady. I mean, he's a guy that's forgotten about a lot. Coaches really like him, his work ethic, what he brings to the table. So two guys to keep an eye on behind the big two.
Is the fullback position one to watch?
I think so. I mean, I think Jalston Fowler ends up winning that, although Joe Bocci is a guy who is versatile, can do a number of things that will sure get some attention during the course of the preseason. But I think Fowler, with his experience, with his ability, you know, should be the guy that comes out on top.
Do you think that there will be any surprises as to how many backs are on this Titans roster in 2017?
I think it's three plus a fullback, which obviously DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry, and then I think it's either Kalfani Muhammad or David Flewellen, and then the fullback, which I think the leader again is Jalston Fowler. I think I'd be surprised if it's off that number.
All right, well, that is a preview of the quarterbacks and running backs. Tomorrow we're going to take a look at the Titans tight ends.